respected Chako Achan, and my dear beloved in Christ. Greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the great opportunity which God has given to all of us again to meditate His Word. And last Sunday we meditated on the Annunciation to Zechariah. This Sunday our focus is on the Annunciation to Mary, centered on the theme chosen by our church, called to be the mother of the Savior of the world. Called to be the mother of the Savior of the world. Based on the gospel portion, gospel according to St. Luke chapter 1, verses commencing from 26 through 38. Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 1, verses commencing from 26 through 38. This Sunday is also designated as Diaspora Sunday. So this is the time we want to remember all immigrant people, those who are undergoing various kinds of experiences in a foreign land. This time we have the responsibility to remember various kinds of people, those who are undergoing various kinds of the problems in a foreign land. So that's our duty. And also it's a time to reflect on and remember God's love and care and guidance that have been graciously bestowed upon us as a diaspora community in our past days. So when coming to this portion, we wanted to meditate. This portion, before that, I would like to share some history behind this Annunciation to Mary. In Jewish tradition, marriage follows several stages. Initially, the parents of the boy and girl arrange their marriage during childhood. Later, they meet and confirm their parents' decision. And they entering into a period, that period is known as their engagement period. The wedding takes place. So during their childhood, their parents decide their marriage, and also they meet again and confirm their marriage decision and entering into a period known as their engagement. So the wedding takes place after 1 year after their engagement. So Mary was engaged to Joseph, awaiting for their forthcoming marriage. However, during this period, Mary received the Annunciation from the angel Gabriel. So we can say that this moment was characterized by uncertainties, confusions, worries, and anxieties. Socio-political and religious norms prohibited a woman from being pregnant before marriage. So in the midst of these challenges, Mary embraced the call to be the mother of the Savior of the world. So when we meditate this word, we should remember that we are also bearing Jesus Christ in our hearts and in our lives. So when we meditate these words or these verses, let us ask to ourselves that, are we bearing Jesus Christ in this world in an effective manner? So this sermon will explore the qualities displayed by Mary during the annunciation qualities that we should reflect in our daily lives today. Mainly we are going to discuss four qualities, four important features, peculiarities, which reflected in Mary's response towards that particular annunciation. First one, sanctity of life. Sanctity of life. So in verse 28, we witness angel approaching Mary, greeting her with these words. Greetings you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary's sanctity allowed her to encounter the angelic presence, highlighting her exceptional favor with God and her crucial role in the divine plan to bring Jesus into the world. The term highly favored implies a unique sanctity or grace bestowed upon Mary, honoring her as the mother of Jesus. Acquiring grace or favor from God is challenging. Unlike pleasing fellow human beings, as God perceives all secrets, it is very difficult to receive grace from God, favor from God. And we can please human being while doing certain things which they would like. But it is very difficult to gain grace from the Almighty God. So here, the Mary blessed by the Almighty God with these words, greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary experienced the presence of the Almighty God throughout her life. That's why he got such an exceptional presence of the angel, angelic presence. Dearly beloved, do we possess such sanctity in our life to welcome Christ within us? We are Christians and we bear Jesus Christ in our situations, in our family, and in various kinds of the activities that we are partaking. So do we possess such sanctity in our lives to welcome Christ within us? And do we maintain this sanctity in our spiritual journey? Or have we lost it since our earlier days? Have we forsaken the metaphorical wedding garment, symbolizing God's covering and eligibility to partake in the divine banquet alongside him? So God covered a divine banquet to all of us. Have you lost such a divine garment to partake in a divine banquet? Have you lost such a divine garment in your day-to-day life situations? Let us ask to ourselves. In Matthew Gospel, according to Saint Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. So do you have such sanctity, such a kind of sanctity to presence, to feel, to experience the presence of God in the midst of our life? മലയാളത്തിൽ നമ്മൾ പാടും, എന്നലങ്കാര വസ്ത്രം ധരിച്ചിടും ഞാൻ, ദൈവമേ ഇന്ന് മുതൽ മേലാൽ എന്നിൽ അശുദ്ധനും ചേലയില്ലാത്തവനും ചേർന്ന് വരികയില്ല. സോ വി ഹാവ് ദ റെസ്പോൺസിബിലിറ്റി ടു വെയർ സച്ച് എ ഡിവൈൻ ഗാർമെൻറ്റ് ടു പാർട്ടേക്ക് എലോങ് വിത്ത് ഹിം, എലോങ് വിത്ത് സച്ച് എ ഡിവൈൻ ബാങ്കറ്റ് ആൻഡ് ഓൾസോ ദ പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. സെക്കൻഡ്, അൺവേവറിംഗ് ഫെയ്ത്ത്. Mary had an unwavering faith in God's promise. She believed in God's power, strength, rather than fearing challenges of the world. Mary demonstrated unwavering faith when faced with the angel Gabriel's extraordinary announcement. Her belief in God's plan, despite its comprehensibility, stands as a statement to deep faith. In Bible we can see so many examples of unwavering faith. Three boys, they hold such an unwavering faith in the midst of the fire furnace and in the midst of various problems they faced. And Daniel held such an unwavering faith when he was thrown in the den of a lion, of lions. Abraham didn't ask a question to God where to go and what to do when he received the command from the God. So many people in Bible we can see that they hold such an unwavering faith. And God utilized their life for the sake of others and for the expansion of his kingdom. And they had so many drawbacks and limitations in their life. Even though they are weakened people, God empowered them in their life situations by seeing their unwavering faith. Dearly beloved, are we holding such an unwavering faith in our life? We pray to God, we worship God, but do we have such unwavering faith in our heart and in our lives? If you are standing in this unwavering faith and holding this unwavering faith and to move forward and to lead a Christian life, then we can do anything along with our Lord Almighty. Third one, obedience with humility. Obedience with humility. Mary's response was, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. This reflects her humble acceptance and obedience of God's will over her life. Her humility allowed her to yield to a plan far beyond her own understanding. Despite of the potential challenges and societal implications, Mary obediently accepted her role in God's plan. Her willingness to obey God's commands as a crucial spiritual quality. She humbled herself before the Almighty God. And she told that, I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled. When we meditate the various aspects in the Bible, we can see that the people, several people, they were obedient in their life situations. Abraham obeyed God when he received the command from the God. And also Noah obeyed God because he constructed an ark while sitting there in 120 years. And so many people might be questioning him. In various kinds of life situations he went through. But even though the things were not good, he obeyed God's command. When the disciple obeyed God's command, Jesus Christ's command, they got a big catch of fish. When the servants obeyed Jesus Christ's command, they could see the miracle happen in the wedding at Cana. And Jesus Christ just commanded to them, go and distribute this to all. Then they obeyed that command without questioning. Dearly beloved, are you ready to humble before the Almighty God? Are you ready to hear his words? When we meditate his words and also his when we experience his presence in the midst of life, he is talking to us. Are you ready to obey his commands and to submit all of our talents and all of our energies and all of us we have to the Almighty God and to seek his guidance? Are we ready to submit ourselves into his mighty hands? Let us examine ourselves. And the fourth one, complete submission. Complete submission. Mary's complete submission to God's will was not an act of weakness. We are saying that that was an act of weakness, but that was an act of, that was not an act of weakness, but of profound strength. It's an embodiment of surrendering to divine authority and letting it guide our lives. Surrendering our own desires and ambitions in favor of aligning love and salvation to broken world. So God utilized Mary and her life to send his only begotten son to this world. She was an instrument in the hands of God. So God utilized her life to do his mission on this earth. Dearly beloved, when we submit ourselves before the Almighty God, a complete dedication from our part, God will utilize us for the expansion of thy kingdom. The world has been broken into various fragments. The people, those who are undergoing various kinds of the problems in their life, even so many children, they are growing in broken families. And in family, within the family itself, we are facing so many challenges. But in the midst of all these challenges and struggles and various kinds of problem, if you completely submit or completely dedicate yourself and your talents, your potentialities, your possibilities into the mighty hands of God, God will utilize you. And you can easily bear Jesus Christ in your heart. And you can hold his hand firmly to do his mission on this earth. There is a famous prayer done by Saint Francis of Assisi. You have already known that prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. So let us submit ourselves before the Almighty God. May God help you to hear his word. So we meditated the Annunciation to Mary, but God spoke to us when we receive his commandment. When we obey his command, he will utilize us for the expansion of thy kingdom. Let us submit ourselves before the Almighty God. This